Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning. I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning and honor Him who's been so good to us this morning and watching over and caring for us and providing for us and keeping us from harm's way. And I'm glad most of all this morning that I'm saved. I know the Lord didn't have to, and I sure am glad that He made a way for all whosoever to call upon His name this morning, that He in no wise despised or cast out. And I'm glad that He made a way, a door, thank God, this morning that we could come through this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and know that we're His and that He's ours, and to know that everything is well between us and heaven. Remember these on our prayer list this morning. Remember Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins. And also I remember Frankie Klein this morning, and Alan Hughes and Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett this morning. Remember also Bob and Linda Schaefer this morning. Remember Betty Simpson and also Stella Burnett. Remember Billy Fields Sr. this morning. Remember our dad this morning, Herman Norton. Keep praying for him this morning. Remember Jerry and Vicki Deering this morning. And also Brother Cecil Parrish. Remember him in prayer this morning. Remember Savannah Craig and also Lisa Proctor this morning. Remember Sister Patsy Henderson this morning, that God to undertake for her family this morning. Remember LeBron Bradley. And also I remember Mamie Hartline this morning, that the Lord would bless in her situation. Remember Elizabeth Dillenbeck this morning. And also special request for Miss Linda Henderson. Keep praying for her this morning in your prayers. And also I'd like to remind you this morning that here at Mountain View Baptist Church on Sunday night, the time is moved back. We have set our hours back to 5 o'clock service on Sunday night, Sunday evening, 5 o'clock service instead of 6. And so I want to encourage you to come out and be with us. And I hope this song will certainly be a blessing to you this morning.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, and this way I have never and these clothes are not near. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though this world may not see. So thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a river above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. There's shoes on my feet. You gave me. Food on my table. There's shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. So thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Amen. I want to read a few verses out of Psalms chapter number 8 this morning, beginning reading verse number 3. The Bible said, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you, we thank you this morning, God, for the blessings upon our life, Lord. And God, we just want to give you thanks and praise this morning, God, for the benefits and the blessings, Lord, that you bestowed upon us. Lord, the goodness, God, that you have caused our lives to prosper and be blessed this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for a church to go to this morning to worship and to honor you this morning, to assemble together. We thank you, Lord, for a nation this morning, God, where it is still free to worship you this morning, God. And Father, we thank you this morning, God of heaven, for watching over us and caring for us, providing for us, God, this morning, everything that our cup would certainly run over this morning. And I do pray this morning, God, that you touch the sick and the afflicted, God, those we made mention this morning, God, upon our prayer list. And Father, I pray for your men as they stand this morning, God, to boldly proclaim the truths of thy word. God, anoint them afresh, undergird them with power this morning, God. May your word go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning, God. Open the ears and the hearts of those in the congregation this morning, God, that your word this morning, God, may take root and bear fruit this morning, God, in our lives. I pray for revival, how we need it in our land, God, not to schedule a meeting, not to call an evangelist, not to line up the singers, but God, we need it to break forth and break out, dear friend, like the flooding of the Jordan River this morning, God, in our soul. I pray you'd have your way and your will this morning. Bless wherever your people are gathered together, and be in the midst this morning. May your name be exalted above measure. May your name be blessed forever, and may your praise continually be upon our lips. In Jesus' name we pray this morning, amen, and amen this morning. Dear friend, I hope today and all throughout the remainder of this year and through the next year that we'll give more thanks unto God than what we have already. The Bible said this morning here in verse number 4, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?"
Him. I want to preach this morning just a few minutes concerning how God owes us nothing. How God doesn't owe us anything this morning. In fact, the psalmist said, "What is man that God should even be mindful of such a creature as we are this morning? If man, He's so far above and beyond." My dear friend, this morning it is unfeasible to our mind this morning that the God of all glory would set His thoughts and affections upon us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you why you ought to be thankful this morning. Because God didn't owe you a thing. And everything you have, brother, God's done it by His own grace and mercy and goodness this morning. What He has done for us, He done for an unworthy and undeserving people. Amen. What He has done for us, He done without our knowledge, without our permission, without our input, nor our approval. Amen. I stand amazed at such an almighty God would do for such a worm as I. Amen. And don't you look at me like that, brother. God dug you out of the same hell hole as He got me out of. Out of the same miry clay, out of the same horrible pit. I was as worthless as I was when God's grace reached down and saved you this morning. Of all of the billions of people alive today, and all of the billions that have come before us, and every generation that shall follow after us, God has been mindful of every one of us. Amen. Our dear friend, God's never lost track and never lost count. The Bible said He formed me in the womb, called me by name. It man knows the number of hairs upon my head and the days that I shall live here upon this earth. It man, and God certainly knows who you are this morning. Dear friend, God is mindful of you regardless of what's going on across the sea. And in this great big world of ours, of all the trouble that's on the front burner, I'm glad God is mindful of us. Our dear friend, back here in the woods in Tryon, Georgia, God is mindful of you and I today. Amen. What God has done, He done for us completely. Amen. Nothing left out. Dear friend, God didn't do a half-hearted job. Dear friend, there's nothing lacking, nothing incomplete. Dear friend, He done it Himself without the help or the aid of man. God, what He's done for us, He done completely. And what God has done for us, I thank God He done for all of us. He didn't leave any of us out. Dear friend, so that one would be above another this morning. All of us have the same access under the same redemptive plan that God here has for us. Amen. When it comes to salvation, God's an equal opportunity employer. Amen. Regardless of race or color or creed, God extends His hand of mercy for whosoever will to come unto Him this morning. Amen. And when He hang on the cross, I thank God He had you in mind. Amen. And what God has done for us, He done in spite of those that He done it for. I would never, dear friend, give Him the thanks nor the praise for it. But they'd be ungrateful and unthankful. Dear friend, never even acknowledge that God was doing it for them. Amen. And what God has done for us, He's even done for those that would deny that there is even a God this morning. Amen. I want you to consider some things this morning in the Scripture before we get in the message. First of all, in verse number 3, the Bible talks about the creation. Dear friend, this morning, the psalmist said, "When I consider the heavens and the works of Thy fingers and the moon and the stars desires and all that thou has ordained. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, all things were made by Him and all things were made for Him. The Bible said He was in the world and the world was made by Him and the world knew Him not. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God and was God. And all things were made by Him, and nothing was made that wasn't made by Him. Amen. Dear friend, He created, He said, He made, He prepared. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And brother, even before that He made angels and cherubims and seraphims and all of the things the Bible reveals a portion unto us. Amen. In verse number 3, the Bible uses the word thy. Thy heavens and thy works and thy fingers. Dear friend, it's God's. It ain't got anything to do with man. Amen. Brother, it was here before we got here. It'll be here after we're long gone. Amen. You read about God in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it speaks about horses and chariots and clouds and grasshoppers, and we think God don't know nothing about nuclear fission and microbiology and quantum physics. I want to tell you, brother, God had to step way down in His Word just to be able to reveal it unto such creatures as us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll assure you, God would look at us as He did at Job 38 and said, where was you when I laid the foundations of the earth? And where were you when I draw the boundaries for the sea? Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, He's God and all things were made by Him. And God doesn't owe us a thing. In verse number 4, He talks about the creature. Amen. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Amen. Dear friend, the pinnacle of God's creation was man. Amen. The Bible said He made us in the image and the likeness of God. Formed us out of the dust of the earth and breathed in the nostrils of man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God rejoiced in man. He looked at creation and said everything was good. And when He got to man, He said it was very good. Amen. To have fellowship, a relationship. It pleased God to make man. Amen. And then the Bible said a little later on, remorsed over man. In Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said how the earth was filled with violence, and it repented God that it even made man upon the earth. Yes. And He brought down the flood and destroyed man. How the Bible said He restrained man. How the Bible said in Tyre, at the Tower of Babel, God came down to see the works of man and to see what man had done. How dear friend, man had got together and devised a plan to build a tower unto God. Amen. How the Bible said He was repulsed at man at Sodom and Gomorrah. At the sin had reached the heights of heaven, and God came down to judge man. But I thank God this morning that He redeemed man. How the Bible said there in verse number 4, how the Son of Man that thou shalt visit Him. I'm glad, thank God, that He came down to where we are. I gave His own Son, visited with us. I died on a cross. I rose from the grave. I broke the bonds and the chains of sin that bound us. And thank God, set us free. I redeemed us. I there from today, I'm glad I'm saved. But God didn't owe me anything this morning. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2. If any man think he has something when he has nothing, he knoweth nothing as he ought. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 8 verse 2. If any man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. We brought nothing in the world. It is certain we'll take nothing out. John John 15:5, without me you can do nothing. That Bible says I am nothing, I know nothing, I have nothing, and I can do nothing without God this morning. Amen. In verse number 4, and the latter part talks about the Creator. Amen. Have the goodness of God to provide and sustain and uphold. Dear friend, the Bible said that all things consist by Him, and all things we have our movement and our being, and because of Him this morning. Have the grace of God to forgive and to cleanse and to comfort. Have the mercies of God to deliver. Dear friend, the Bible said it's just by His mercies that we're not consumed. I'm glad that He doesn't reward us according to our works, but according to His tender mercies. I'm glad that He doesn't deal with us after our own sins, but after His mercy. I'm glad it's new every morning. I'm glad they're tender and precious. And dear friend, thank God for the love of God that cannot be written. The picture cannot be painted. The lyrics cannot be sung. The tongues I cannot tell this morning. The love of God that He had for you and I this morning. But what the Bible said is, man, that thou art mindful of him. Brother, God doesn't owe you, and God doesn't owe me, and He doesn't owe this world one thing this morning. So everything that we receive from our Father, everything that comes streaming down from heaven, is just according to His abundant grace and mercy, just according to His goodness, because He doesn't owe us a thing this morning. Amen. Let me mention three or four things this morning. First of all, God does not owe you another breath. Amen. You know why you ought to be thankful this morning? Dear friend, because you are breathing in and a breathing out. And the Bible said, all that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. The book of Daniel this morning, the Bible said, whose hand thy next breath is in. Amen. He gave us your first breath, and He can certainly and will take your last breath of this morning. He told Hananiah the prophet, this year thou shalt die. He told the king of Samaria that you're not going to come down off that bed you've gone up on. He told Hezekiah to set his house in order. He is going to die and not live. And then he added 15 years to his life. I told the fool that built the barns, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. I told Sapphira, the wife of Ananias, I dear friend, that the feet of those that carried out her husband, I was coming in the doors, and they towed her out as well. I dear friend, I'm telling you, I dear friend, God does not owe you another breath. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, I don't care how your calendar is marked. I don't care how your agenda is filled out. I dear friend, what you've got daily, weekly, or monthly, or yearly. Amen. In heaven, brother, you're on a breath-by-breath regimen. Amen. And it's just the goodness of God that you breathe in. Oh, hallelujah. It's just the grace of God. Dear friend, that you wake up every morning. Amen. Dear friend, when you leave, dear friend, your house, you may not ever see it again. Amen. When you slip under the covers at night, you may not ever see another sunrise. Dear friend, breakfast this morning may be your last meal. This might be the last church service you're ever in. Dear friend, standing up anyway. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, you ought to go to church like it's the first time you've been, the last time you're going to go, and the best time you're ever going to have. Amen. Dear friend, listen, not everybody's going to live to 105. Amen. Some may even live a little longer. Dear friend, this morning, but how in the world can we complain when our time is up? Dear friend, I'm telling you, God has blessed us. Dear friend, this morning, and there's some that have begged God to take, dear friend, this morning, and spare their lives. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, it's the mercies and the grace of God that gives us every moment that we live, every day that we see, every year that passes. We've got much to be thankful for because God does not owe you another breath. Number two, God doesn't owe you another blessing. Amen. I've heard people say, well, if God never blessed me again, I'd live for Him. Amen. And yet He continues to bless many and they still won't live for Him. Amen. But from all this morning, your blessings come from God. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from God above. He'll not withhold any good thing for you. The psalmist said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits? Toward me, the prayers He's answered, the needs He's supplied, the times that my cup has overflowed, the times He's rebuked the devourer. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, you look at everything you got. I don't care if it's in your house or in the bank or in the backyard in mason jars. I don't care if it comes in the form of food or clothing or money or health or family. I'm telling you, you didn't earn it and you don't deserve it. Dear friend, this morning, it's God that's given you everything that you've got this morning. Amen. Dear friend, God made covenants and God's made promises and God made commitments, but God doesn't owe me a thing. Amen. Dear friend, whether it's prosperity or adversity, in the times of plenty, in the times of famine, in the times of working and sowing, in the times of reaping and resting, Paul said, in whatsoever state that I find myself in, I've learned how to be content. God doesn't owe you another blessing. God doesn't owe you another bailout. Amen. God's not like the federal government, brother. We've raised a generation that thinks the government and everybody else owes them everything. How many times has God got you out of the mess that you're in? How many times He pulled the fat out of the fire? How many times has He reached down and delivered and blessed you? God doesn't owe you another time like that. Amen. And then let me say lastly, God doesn't owe you another beckoning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning God stands at the door and knocks. I'm glad He stretched forth His hands. Dear friend, I'm glad that He's called. Dear friend, and I realize the grace of God has appeared unto all men. Dear friend, this morning, and that He's dealt to every man a measure of faith. But God doesn't owe you another invitation. God doesn't owe you another opportunity. God doesn't owe you another chance. You better take advantage of it while it's here. And you better give God thanks for what He's done for you. What more could He do than that which He has done? God's been good to us. He doesn't owe us anything. But my, the blessing. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there are people in this world that will never have what you have had, and they'll never enjoy the experience of the things that you have, and you don't deserve, and I don't deserve anything. God doesn't owe us anything, so let us be thankful in everything this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.